Hello.
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 Welcome to Solidly Blessed Podcast, hosted by me, Jesse.
And myself, Mimi.
Where we talk about family, finances, and marriage. We call it FFM. Stick around and prayerfully you will catch nuggets that you can use in your family, finances, and marriage. All right, here we go.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello there, good people. Welcome to this week's episode of Silently Blessed Podcast. I'm Jesse.
And I'm Mimi.
All right, on this week, we have another topic for you guys. And this week, we have decided to talk about financial wellness in marriage. Once again, financial wellness in marriage. But this week's topic will be money and love. Mm-hmm. Once again, money and love. Mm-hmm. So, during this week's episode, we're going to examine the intersection of love and finances in marriage, and we will discuss how shared finances, financial goals contribute to a strong marital foundation. All right, so let's go ahead and jump right into it there. So, examining the intersection of love and finances in marriage. Mm-hmm. All right, so what do you have on that?
I have a question.
Okay.
Suppose you have all the love in the world and you're poor together. What do you think is going to happen to that relationship, that marriage?
Well, you said you're... have all the love in
the
world.
Yeah, you love one another.
But you're poor
you're
together.
Poor. Yeah. Well, financially.
That sounds like how we kind of started out.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
So is it possible?
So we had all the love in the world, but we didn't have any funds to go along with that.
Right.
We had funds, but it was all being taken up mm-hmm. by... car payments and stuff
mm-hmm.
like that. Not a whole lot of credit cards, but it was
we had to pay off the credit card.
Yeah, credit card.
We put a lot on the credit card for the wedding. But,
you see a lot. When she say a lot, though, we talking like maybe $1,000 or
$2,000. This was years ago. We had no money.
Yeah.
We had no money.
So
that was a lot. That was like $50,000 for us.
All right, yeah.
But
so,
what
but
does the stats say about the number one reason why people divorce?
Well, I think it kind of varies, but one of the top stats is finances.
It's always been finance, I believe.
It always has been.
I think it's always happened.
I
thought it was
goes with communication too, I think.
Yeah.
Right?
Well,
so,
miscommunication could end up in your finances.
Yeah, that's true too. That's true too. Yeah. So, what was your question, though? If you had all the love in the world
and you have,
no money,
do you have a chance of surviving your marriage?
And
thinking about the stats.
Yeah. Well, I think, me personally, since you asked the question, and usually I'm the person who asks you the questions, right? But I guess I'll try to answer your question. I'm better at asking the questions. No, seriously though, I think that you can survive because, you know, like I was joking around earlier, but I do remember, and for those of the folks who've been with us for a while,
mm-hmm.
they've heard me say this. I do remember when we first got
married
and mm-hmm. we moved to Tennessee. And we had the two car payments,
mm-hmm.
and I didn't know how we were going to make those car payments and the other bills that we had, like insurance
mm-hmm.
and, you know, stuff like that. But somehow God saw us through that,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, we never looked back from there. So I think that it teaches you discipline, for one.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
You know, because if you don't have the finances or whatever, that means, well, for most people, that means that you shouldn't go out, let's just say, partying and shouldn't go on all these
cruises
mm-hmm. and vacations
mm-hmm.
and stuff like that, you know, until you can get your finances
in order
or into a place where you can start doing some saving and stuff like that. So is love enough?
Yeah,
I'm not. So. You saying love is enough?
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
yeah,
but go ahead with your explanation of that.
No, I was going to say we have to get used to delayed gratification, because there's always going to be things that we see that we really want and desire, you know, that we really desire. And if we don't have the discipline to have the delayed to grasp the delayed gratification, that's a problem. That's when you make get into debt.
Well, so there is this thing that I like to say, that common sense isn't common.
Mm.
Right? And the reason I like to say that is because, once again, we are all raised in different households by different parents, right? When the husband and wife come together, now you're bringing those habits that you see from your parents, or the spouse is bringing the things that they see from their parents, because, once again, it's what you have been raised with, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's what you kind of know. I heard somebody say just the other day, and I can't remember who it was, but the person said that everyone around them was poor, and they didn't know that they were poor because everyone around them basically was in the same situation,
mm-hmm.
And they didn't really know. So
yeah,
it was normal, right? But then when they got out and they started doing things, and I guess got away, and they saw how other people lived,
mm-hmm.
that changed their perception. And basically they was like, man, we are actually poor,
mm-hmm.
or whatever, you know? And now
it's probably poor financially, but
financially
rich in love, rich in,
well, these people, they were just saying that they were poor,
okay,
financially,
oh, right.
You
okay.
know, and that was the example that I was using,
mm-hmm.
but back to your question though, is whether love is enough. I think love is a lot, but I tell you, I think that money does help. You know, I know plenty of people who have a lot of money, but that doesn't mean that they are happy.
That's right.
You know, you can live in a mansion
and be just as miserable.
Miserable, lonely, or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And how, when we first started this, how people may live in the mansion, but they basically just have the mansion, but they're never there,
mm-hmm.
because they're out working 80 to 100 hours a week,
yeah.
so that they can, yeah. keep that mansion,
mm-hmm.
you know? So you got to think about that too, you know? So is that really worth it?
Mm-hmm.
Is money worth your sanity,
mm-hmm.
you know? So it's a lot that actually plays into that. But I do want to put out a disclaimer that the stuff that we're talking about, we are not financial professionals or whatever. It's just our opinion.
We are experts at our experience.
Yes, correct. Yeah, there you go. So if you're looking for someone that is a professional at this, then you got to go somewhere else. But we're giving you what we see,
mm-hmm.
or our perspective on it.
And then,
right?
too, when you're searching for someone, a professional, make sure they have their house in order.
Correct.
Instead of telling you what to do and they're not doing it.
Correct. Yeah. Matter of fact, that was going to be my next comment also. I had a conversation with someone just a couple of days ago, and the guy was telling me that basically his aunt had someone in charge of her money, and the person was trading the money at a high commission fees or whatever. Now I'm trying to be generic here, but they basically squandered all of this person's money, and they were supposed to be a financial expert, right? So you have to, okay, I don't see a problem with going to a financial planner, right? But you don't just turn all of your money over to this person and let them manage your funds, and you just go to the beach and kick your feet up and stuff like that.
We said this.
That's a problem, recently, in my opinion.
We said this recently. Oprah signs all of her checks.
Okay.
That's what she always says. She signs all her checks.
Okay.
So you always have to have eyes on, even though you're not doing anything. You do have to have some knowledge of what's going on. You don't just hand your money over like that. You heard Steve Harvey's testimony.
Yes.
He gave his money to a financial planner, and then when he passed away, he found out none of his bills, none of his taxes were paid.
Mm. Yeah. So yeah, you have to be careful with turning your funds over to someone. Like I said, I know that there's experts out there that's willing to help you, of course, for a fee, but just be wise in your finances,
especially these days. Everybody supposedly they're experts.
Yes, but I think you said something earlier that how are their finances? You know,
that should be your first question.
Correct.
To them.
Yes. And so yeah, if they're in debt,
exactly.
Yeah, if they're in debt, or you know, they're driving around in a 1972 Pinto or whatever.
Not unless they choose to drive.
Well, I mean, still, you gotta, you know, like I said, you just gotta kind of watch and live. But if this person's nothing wrong with being in an apartment, that's not what I'm saying. But you're saying that this person is managing your finances.
You need to know everything.
But yeah, you need to kind of do an investigation
on them
to make sure that they're on the up and up, right? So that's what I would do if it was me.
Who are their clients?
Yes. Yes,
what are
correct.
The clients' testimony?
Yes. So you got my answer on the love thing. I guess, or my opinion, that love is enough. You know, for you as a couple, but I do think that money also helps.
It does. It helps.
Yeah.
Of course that helps.
But you also, both of you need to be on the same page with the finances too, though.
Yeah.
So if you got one person who, in my opinion, is looking at spending everything that you can bring home, as soon as the check gets there,
they've already spent it. They've already planned the trip and everything.
Yeah, and everything is spent, right? That's no good, in my own personal opinion. Now, what about you?
What about
with the love and money?
I think it can last because it depends on the two people individually.
So if they don't have money, it can last.
It can last, yeah.
Yeah. So what about if they go to their friend's house or whatever, or somebody that they met, and they see how they're living, then what do you think about that? How does that work out?
That may cause friction. Because one thing you have to be secure in your relationship, and you have to have goals. You know, you can't just be poor and be poor now. You do have to have goals.
Correct.
To get out of that situation.
Yes. So if you're in a financial situation, right, if you know that you can't afford the Louis Vuitton or the Coach or whatever purse that's $2,000, why are you spending $2,000 on a purse?
I know.
You know what I'm saying? Right? Yeah. Just because you can say that you're toting a purse that costs $2,000.
You can see that you have a designer on.
But also you got to remember too that cartoon that was on, I think it was on one of the social media sites. I think it was on Facebook, where you had the two people. You had the person who was in the jeans or whatever with no name on them, And then you got the person on the other side with all of the designer clothes, with the Mr. Teague starter kit, right? You know, like all the chains and all that. And then you, I think the caption was, now, which one of these people do you think have some money, right? And in this cartoon or whatever, it was actually the person who wasn't in the designer clothes with the Mr. T starter kit.
Because the one that had the designer on was wearing his money. The other had it in the bank.
Correct. Yes. Yeah. Yes, you got it. So, yeah, that was some years back. I think it was even before COVID when that actually came out. But after I saw that, I thought about it. I said, man, that is very interesting.
It is interesting.
So the person who is flashed out, right, you know, they got on all these, what they call them, boss hog jeans and all that, right?
And yeah, the sneaks and, you know.
Yeah,
the,
yeah, the $400 sneakers or whatever. Yeah, so basically that's his money right there. And then the other person was just in some, you know, some Walmart jeans or whatever. Looks just as good, right? But he's not trying to impress anybody, you know. And then I always think about that caption of, I think it was the guy, Sam Walton, who was the founder of Walmart, right? And him riding around in Arkansas in that old pickup truck, you know, not doing anything flashy or whatever. And this guy was worth billions of dollars. So it's not about, you know, how you actually dress, right? As long as you are clean, you know.
And you're presentable.
Presentable.
And you treat others as you,
yes,
you want
yes.
them to treat you.
Yes. So, and, you know, they talk about how people are trying to impress people at a stoplight that they are only going to see for a few seconds, right? So we have to be kind of leery of that.
No,
that,
no, it's not just the people at the stoplight. It's the people around you, too, your neighbors.
Your neighbors,
you
know, your co-workers,
you know,
and all of that.
There's people that like attaboys.
Yes.
They live for it.
Yes.
And so that
yes.
that comes from, what do you call it?
Lack of self-esteem or something? Low self-esteem.
Yeah, low self-esteem.
Yep.
Or there's something in you that's that's driving you to want these attaboys.
Yes.
It's okay to get attaboys. Everybody likes to, you know, get praises here and there if they're deserving.
All right. So the second part of today's lesson or conversation from us is discuss
life.
No, how shared financial goals contribute to a strong matter foundation. All right, so go ahead with what you got on that.
A strong marital foundation?
Yeah. How shared financial goals. Shared financial goals. I think we kind of touched on that earlier, that you both got to be moving towards one common
goal,
right?
Yeah.
You can't have one person trying to spend up everything that's coming in,
and
you
then
know?
The other person is always saying, you know, well, how
trying
are we
to
gonna
save.
Get better?
Yes.
How is it gonna get better?
Yes. So you gotta, that goes back to that one key word of communication.
Yeah.
You gotta communicate, right? You got to
and
always
then,
be discussing the finances.
You always have to communicate, but you have to, when you communicate, it has to get better. You can't have the same conversation every time.
Correct. Over and over.
Over and over.
Yes.
Something has to get better.
Yes. I agree with you on that. But do you have anything else on the shared financial goals? I know we said that you got to work towards a common goal.
Mm-hmm.
And what is that goal? Is
you
it to eventually buy a house if you
right.
don't have a house?
Right.
Buy a car?
Mm-hmm.
Retirement, you know, and I know some people also say, why are you saving? You can't take it with you. You know, that's one of my pet peeves.
But the Bible
at
says,
some point, what does the Bible say, though?
Leave an inheritance for your children and your children's children.
Yes, correct. So somehow we missed the mark to want to always say, what are you really saving for or whatever? Why are you doing it that way? Mm-hmm. Right? So we've just got to get better, though. You know, it's something about, I'm not saying that you should save every dollar that you get, but God willing, you should think about the future and mm-hmm. hopefully one day you can retire mm-hmm. and enjoy some of the funds.
You don't want your nieces and nephews and your grandchildren or whatever to start over.
Correct. Each generation having to start over. It's not good, mm-hmm. you know?
And that, with that, we say leave an inheritance. But before we leave an inheritance, we need to leave integrity. Because if they don't have integrity, they're just going to dwindle your the inheritance.
Correct. Yeah, but you know, that's on another podcast that we actually talked mm-hmm. about, where you look at people around you that's family members, and you see whether they are taking care of what God has given them. And if they are not taking care of what they have, why would you leave them anything mm-hmm. that you worked hard to collect? Mm-hmm. Right? Mm-hmm. So that's just it. That's all I'm saying. And I don't want to go any further with that. I think we're good on those two. So the topic for today was money and love.
Is love enough?
Yes. And you said yes.
I said yes.
Yeah.
Because it just depends on the individual.
Yeah. The couple. Yeah.
No, the individual person too.
Okay. But like I said though, if you get out from around your community that you grew up in and you see how other people are living, not that you are trying to be like anybody else, mm-hmm. but you just want the best that is for you.
It's inspirational when you
yes, speak. Correct. Yes. And that doesn't mean going out and getting the $2,000 purse or whatever, mm-hmm. because even the $10 purse will still carry your wallet.
Yeah,
and whatever you got in.
Some people it's just not good enough for them.
Yeah, well, that's up to them, though. So they'll keep on working until they're 75 or 80 then, right? So, mm-hmm. and I know everybody, life isn't fair, mm-hmm. as we say, because some people are born into money or whatever, and some people aren't born into money, but they somehow make their way out. I'm not saying that they're rich or anything like that, but mm-hmm. they're better off than what they started, you know? Mm-hmm. And so that's how I see it. You got anything else?
Yeah, I think that's it.
Well, good people, that's our time for this week. We'd like to thank you guys for joining us. Make sure that you come back on next week and bring a friend with you. We love you,
and there's nothing you can do about it.
I'm Jesse.
And I'm Mimi.
We'll be praying for you. Peace and blessings. Until next time. Peace.
Thank you for joining us for this episode at Silently Blessed Podcast. Remember, if you would like to connect with us,
hit us up at silentlyblessedmedia@gmail.com. 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 One word, Facebook, TikTok, YouTube channel, Instagram. Just search Silently Blessed Media, LLC. Twitter, just search Silently Blessed. We love you, and there's nothing you can do about it. Peace and blessings. Until next time, don't forget to subscribe
and like.
This episode was produced by Silently Blessed Media, LLC.
All rights reserved to Silently Blessed Media, LLC.
I'm Jesse.
I'm Mimi.
Be blessed, my brother.
And my sister.
Peace.